of information you would like to know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic and everybody there on staff, including Dr. Jeff Pasley and Dr. Barbara Bloomquist. It's Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com.
All right, getting close to Fox at 7.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at windcreekcasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Oh, there we are.
All right, it's playing.
And it's not playing.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The hell is that?
News. I'm Lillian Wu. We'll find out today how Republicans would like to distribute $1 trillion in coronavirus relief.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said more help is coming, but there is still money left from past packages.
We have about $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion still left.
The new Republican plan is said to lower unemployment benefits to a fraction of past salaries.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Democrats pushing back against that cut.
On CBS Face the Nation, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that gets complicated.
People don't all make a salary.
The Democratic-controlled House passed its stimulus proposal in May.
And a role reversal on England's highest peak. A St. Bernard named Daisy had to get rescued after she got stuck. The 120-pound rescue dog carried down safely after a five-hour rescue mission by a 16-member team. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you love hit songs? And you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief? Then you're gonna love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials, like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Asper Cream.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
Speaking of music, I have a list here of the 75 greatest boy band songs of all time.
There's been 75 of them that are good?
Well, it didn't say they were good, but a lot of them sell a lot of copies. Because some of them are not driven by music. They're driven by teen angst in terms of sales. It is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Random facts just ahead with Jay. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Right now, radar is quiet in our part of the state. We've seen some storms down there in southwest Alabama, especially in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Our skies are cloudy at the moment. Look for a sun and cloud mix today. High temperature up to about 90. Heat index near 100 or perhaps above. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms. A rather generous supply. Some of you had boatloads of rain over the weekend. Tremendous amounts. Overnight low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday, numerous showers and thunderstorms just about any time, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Locally, some tropical downpours. So the week ahead looks very wet. The airport was within 2 inches now of breaking the all-time July record. And, yeah, I know, Chase. I thought the same thing. High in the upper 80s both tomorrow and Wednesday, and then the number of storms thin out. Thursday and Friday. Right now this morning, cloudy sky, 75 at 7:06.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Rich mentioned this in the timeline, but it is National Scotch Day.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
Did you ever sample a little taste of your dad's?
I'm not a scotch. He was not scotch, and I'm not scotch. I don't like scotch. You know,
I hate it when it's invisible at the store and you can't see it. The invisible tape.
Oh, scotch tape.
Scotch, yeah, invisible tape.
You. Oh, that.
Yeah.
I loved Greg's face on that.
Back when there was no alcohol sales on Sunday and somebody only had scotch, that's when I would try a little scotch.
I could never understand how adults could drink this.
Talk about an acquired taste.
I'll do a good shot of, you know, Woodford Reserve bourbon or enjoy a nice mixed drink, but I've never, scotch is it.
But the people who love scotch, buy
more power
that,
to you.
Buy that really high-end scotch, and they love it.
I think it's, my daughter likes an Irish whiskey that's very expensive.
What's the one that's named after a town in Ireland?
Jay. No. Come on, Jay.
For what?
For
it's a bourbon. It's an Irish bourbon. Irish whiskey. A famous. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, there's Guinness, but
no,
beer.
Yeah.
The name of it?
Oh, Wild Irish Rose?
I was thinking of Bushmills. A lot of people, that's a high-end.
Because that stuff's disgusting.
Jameson.
So when you had beer and a bad year for the...
another drink?
it probably sounds like I've had one or two, but I am dealing with something...
Well,
listen to my
you
stomach.
Might need to go take care of that in the bathroom.
I mean, it's...
You might need to go take care of that.
I have to make an abrupt departure from the studio. Funny stuff. Hey, you want to get some exercise and buy some furniture at the same time? Go to Kaiser Fine Furniture at 4044 Wetumpka. Miles and miles of aisles and 65,000 square feet of choices. There isn't a thing that you could possibly want that they don't have. There is no such thing as what's in and what's out. What matters is what you like, what you want for your home. And that's why they try to have something for everybody with a huge selection. Now, if you know specifically what type you're interested in, just ask Stella or any of the great folks on the staff, and they can line up the choices. But it's a great place to browse. Wear comfortable shoes. That's my only advice. Prices are all marked up to 50% off everything, all of it, the entire inventory at Kaiser, with free delivery available through the end of the month. And by the way, Stella and her team can set you up with a Synchrony bank account for qualified customers at 0%. So you can maybe go a little bit bigger than you plan without feeling the guilt of paying interest on your purchase. And by the way, you'll pay less tax, too. It's at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just beyond Montgomery's 10% tentacles. 8.25% is the rate at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser. Or visit shopkaiser.com. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven already, so we're going to get you some local news and get ready for random facts. Do I have a convoluted intro ready?
No.
How'd you guess? I don't. But I'll come up with something.
Now I'm worried.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The late Congressman John Lewis was honored across the area this weekend with ceremonies in Troy, Selma, and Montgomery. Representative Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol starting today. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports almost 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total to more than 77,000 cases. Health officials say over 1,400 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. And no arrests after three people were shot over the weekend in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard Saturday afternoon. The three men were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard, and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones. But he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's going to be rough.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Meet your Monday. Wish that you were back in bed asleep. Miss your weekend a lot. Work is where you just don't wanna be. You're late, cause you cannot find your keys. What an awful way to start the week. When you wake up Monday, you know that it's back to work time. The rush to work time. Back to the same old grind.
And now,
let's get ready to rumble with
random.
Hey, Wilma! Wilma!
Love it.
See, rumble instead of rumble.
It's the rumble, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I caught that.
Barney rumble.
I caught that, and it was good. It was good. Did you know that we know what Napoleon Bonaparte smelled like?
Okay.
We know this because he ordered multiple bottles of cologne monthly and spread it on himself with a brush. The cologne is called 4711, and the same recipe is still used today as when Napoleon used it.
Hey. 4711, that sounds like a French convenience store.
Well, not far off. 4711 isn't just a cologne, it is the cologne. It is literally the reason why cologne is called cologne in English. It is made in Cologne.
Oh.
And was for a long time the only type of cologne known in large parts of the West.
Wow. And that's what Napoleon Bonaparte smells like?
Yeah, huh.
Hmm?
Did you know aluminum, or as they say in Britain...
Aluminium.
Was once so valuable that Napoleon III served dinner to his most honored guests on aluminum plates while the less distinguished people were served on gold and silver plates.
Bad damn. Jeez.
And fed crab.
Arr.
Did you know Pink Floyd musician David Gilmour auctioned his guitars for charity? His black Stratocaster sold for $3,975,000, making it the most expensive guitar sold at auction until just a few days ago.
Oh.
July 20th of 2020. It was probably in your
yes.
prep there.
We don't have time to wait.
Yeah, it was an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Played by Kurt Cobain on the MTV Unplugged performance.
Right.
Sold for $6 million.
That's really stupid.
Making it the most expensive guitar sold at auction. Did you know the notorious stagecoach robber Black Bart? He never cursed. He never fired his weapon. He never rode a horse. And he left poems after he did his crimes.
Oh.
Well, all righty.
Any samples?
Here I lay me down to sleep to wait the coming morrow. Perhaps success, perhaps defeat, and everlasting sorrow. Let come what will, I'll try it on. My condition can't be worse. And if there's money in that box, 'tis money in my purse.
All right.
There's another one that says, I've labored long and hard for bread, for honor, and for riches, but on my corns too long you've tread, you fine-haired...
riches?
Now,
witches?
Yes.
Riches?
Yes. It says he never cussed or cursed, but I guess he wrote it? I don't know. It didn't speak it, maybe? I'm not sure. Did you know the term green thumb... comes from the fact that algae growing on the outside of earthenware pots will stain a person's thumb and fingers if he or she handles enough pots. Hence, a person who is always working with flower pots has a very green thumb.
How about black toe?
Yeah.
That I don't know. That one I'm not sure.
Green thumb, but black toe is, that's what I have today.
Sounds like a Zeppelin song.
Black toe.
Did you know that biologists are still not yet sure how baby eels are made?
What?
Oh, they haven't had to talk yet.
Yeah, I know, right? We get that. That's got to be how it's done. The thing is that much of their life cycle has many questions. The general consensus is that adult eels migrate to the Sargasso Sea to spawn offspring, but only one adult eel has ever been found in open waters. Nobody has ever seen two eels mate.
Huh. Not it's even, not going to the right website.
Not even on the internet. I was going to say.
Oh, you beat me.
Oh, my gosh.
So the first.
Help.
The first field that.
Mayday.
The first.
That's the
first
premium
comment
service.
Here says, put two of them in a tank and play some Barry White. Nature will do the rest. The second comment says, biologists here, you are incorrect. You need Dean Martin. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's. A moray.
Oh! There we go.
That took some thought.
Wow. How about that?
Coming up on Random Facts, or what do we got time for? We got five left.
Yeah, we better break.
Okay. Coming up on Random Facts, I'm going to tell you about a salesman who can sell sand to Saudi Arabia. We'll also talk about the Empire State Building and suicide attempts.
Oh, boy.
Fun topics. Patent trolls. Patent trolls.
Patent.
We'll talk about that. The world's longest domestic flight. And we'll tell you about the, well, it was a disaster that took place in 1184. I won't tell you what kind, but I will when we come back.
I think you left us with a plate full of temptation there, Jay.
Oh, yes.
So stay with me. If you are ready for, first of all, the question is, do you love what you drive? If you don't love what you drive, then you need to pay a visit to jackingram.com and explore the family of dealerships there and what they're doing to make it easy for you to buy. I mean, you don't even have to leave your house. If you would prefer to shop from home, they bring the dealership to you. A concierge level of service, in addition to all the incentives there are to buy. They're certified pre-owns. We are, let's see, 4-time purchasers from certified pre-owns at Jack Ingram. That means you have existing warranty miles on them, and you can extend that. You get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper. I'm on my second Rogue. I love it. Absolutely love it. It's a great place to get a starter car for a new driver from Jack Ingram Signature Used. In fact, let's see what may be left from weekend car shopping. We had a guy call us Friday. I got to find that call, Jay. It was
okay.
Late show. Well, Rosie would know. Rosie tracks everything. Somebody was really excited. I just got a 2019 Nissan Versa from Jack Ingram Signature Pre-Owned Cars. Whatever budget you're shopping in, under 10, over 25, they've got a great selection. They do not resell somebody else's trouble. So there's no secrets about these vehicles. In other words, they check the vehicle history. The interior has to meet a high standard of cleanliness, pristinity, if you will. Most importantly, the engine has to pass vetting with the mechanics at Jack Ingram, and they've got a great group. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Start your shopping at jackingram.com. And seriously, if you need them to bring the car to you at your home, they'll do that. They'll appraise your trade. You can do all the paperwork by email. They'll deliver the final documents to your home. You don't even have to leave your favorite chair except to drive the car that you now love, because it's time to love what you drive at Jack Ingram.
When the sun hits your eyes on that long morning drive,
look at you.
That's the Monday.
Monday,
not a Monday. I knew I had something to do with that.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are seeing more and more traffic inbound on the 31s and a good bit of congestion now on the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson inbound. Troy Highway dumping a lot of cars onto the East South Boulevard. We're seeing some congestion there, as well as Taylor Road on both sides of I-85, I-65, and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents into us to tell you about right now. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at BlessingSCS.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Jay Scott, he'll be right with you with part 2 of
Random Facts.
Do you know that they've never caught two eels together?
That's right. Haven't caught them. Don't know how it happens.
My sense of humor.
Ain't it awful?
Did you know that Australia actually sells sand to Saudi Arabia? The reason being is that the type of sand that is used to make concrete is different than the sand in Saudi Arabia.
That's the first I've heard of this.
Wow. I mean, that's ironic. It's like selling ice to the Eskimos.
Right.
Or snowballs.
But they make their igloos out of... It's not like you can go up there with a tray of ice cubes and start a house. It's a different ice they use to build their igloos.
Is that right?
Yeah, just like the sand and the...
And the random pack.
It's a good crushed Sonic ice.
Sonic ice. There you go.
Sonic ice.
Now we're talking.
They got that good ice.
Is it have flavors?
Yeah.
So great. Their houses can be different colors.
They just lick the walls.
Yeah.
Mm. So for Dubai to build the Burj Khalifa, that really big, the tallest building, I guess, they had to import sand to make the concrete to build it. So,
fun fact.
I know, that's what the first comment says. Man, I'd put that on my resume. How good of a salesman are you? I sold sand to Saudi Arabia. Did you know? Two people have fallen from the Empire State Building and lived.
Oh.
A woman by the name of Elvita Adams jumped in 1979 in a suicide attempt. But a gust of wind blew her onto a ledge just one story below.
Wow. Talk about...
Fate.
Exactly. Fate. I mean, you weren't supposed to die.
In 2013... A man fell, but was also saved by a ledge one story below. They both jumped from the 86th floor and landed on the 85th.
Well, the 86th floor is where the observatory is.
Hmm. So how many do you think have survived jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge since 1937?
I don't know. There's.
I've got the number.
Oh.
Zero?
Oh, no.
Five.
Five have survived?
Have survived.
And I would say that nearly every single one of them interviewed afterwards have said that the moment they jumped, they realized that it was not, whatever it was, wasn't worth what they had just done.
Right. Right.
In other words, they completely regretted the jump immediately after doing it.
Most die of impact trauma.
It's a bad time to change your mind.
I know. It's 275 feet. Most die of, you land at 75 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And they die of impact trauma. This is a wonderful subject.
You know, the Golden Gate Bridge is interesting, and I'm shocked they survived because of the current that passes through the Golden Gate out into...
Some who would have survived died of hypothermia.
I'm shocked, too. The great white sharks, too.
Yeah, it's a great breakfast subject this morning.
Well, mine survived.
Sorry. Well, and I mean, we're talking about the ones that survived. We're just talking about the possible threats that are in the waters underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
I was just curious.
My first... news training class in Chicago. Guy was telling a story about how somebody dove into the Chicago River and split open like a hot dog.
Ooh. That's...
It's a lovely body of water. It looks sparkling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
it reminds me of the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland that used to catch fire. They used to have to put out the river.
Yeah.
In Cleveland.
Did you know the person who coined the term patent troll to criticize those who abuse patents through litigation is now a founding and managing partner of a business called Intellectual Ventures? It is apparently the most hated company in tech and the largest of all the patent trolls.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he became what he despised. Did you know? The world's longest domestic flight and the world's longest flight by distance is a 15,728-kilometer flight, which is about 9,700-something miles.
Longest flight
within one country?
Longest domestic, yes. And it's also the world's longest by distance. It's between Paris and the city of Papeete, in the Pacific Territory of the French Polynesia?
Oh.
Have you seen their airport? It's amazing.
They have CNN on the inside.
Did you see it on aerial French Polynesia or what?
I think I've told you about the international airport in Exuma.
Exuma.
It says Exuma International Airport, and it's a hut.
Exuma sounds like
it's a hut.
Exuma sounds like something you need a prescription from the doctor to get rid of.
Like, yeah.
I've got Exuma. I broke out. By the way, we flew to Eleuthera, which is another island
in the Bahamas. Sure.
And we the airport there.
Didn't he run for Senate?
Eleuthera?
No, that was Luther Strange.
That's good. We landed on a grass runway, and there's just a guy there. There's
right?
Yeah. One guy there. That, yeah. You know,
so a field? You landed in basically a field?
Yeah. So in this hut, there's customs in Exuma. It's just so funny. It's just hilarious. There is a Coke machine, too. I've been there.
This flight, by the way, this flight takes between 16 and 17 hours.
Ooh.
Between Paris and what's the name of the island again?
Papeete in the Pacific Territory of French Polynesia. And finally, it's a disaster that took place in 1184. It is called the Erfurt. The Erfurt. Sounds like I'm mispronouncing something, but it's E-R-F-U-R-T. Yeah. Well, it gets better. The Erfurt Latrine Disaster of 1184.
Whoa. A latrine disaster sounds messy.
Yep.
Sounds real, you know.
Why do they call you latrine? Because it was better. That's from a Mel Brooks movie.
We're having too much
that
fun.
Robin Hood movie. The with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she's the witch. So why do they call you latrine? Because it was better than house. So, here's what happened in 1184. Nobles from across the Holy Roman Empire met in a room at the Church of St. Peter. Their combined weight caused the floor to collapse into the latrine below. Oh. Dozens of people drowned in the mess.
Oh, no! There it goes.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Another breakfast topic.
I had an aunt that actually she was a cousin of mine, that when they had old outhouses, she actually fell into one and now.
Oh, no,
it was,
no.
Yeah,
no,
the floor.
No, let's not go there.
The floor collapsed.
Oh, man.
Let's not go there.
Yeah.
Those are all your random facts.
Never fell into an outhouse, but in Chicago, that's how they what they had in the Forest Preserve District. So yeah. Splinters were an issue. Time to time. It's, yeah. 734. Okay, so they're gonna croak us here on a pop quiz question. We're at $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. A reminder that one of the, you know, there will be things that are forever changed from the coronavirus pandemic. One, for many, has been getting rid of their big box store pharmacy and switching to Adams Drugs so they can count on that local service. Because at the height of panic buying, who knows, you may see that again. Do you really want to go through standing in long lines outside and social distance and hot weather when at Adams Drugs you can just pull up in front of your location and they'll bring it out to your car? Or go in the store, shop for whatever over-the-counter needs you might have, or browse the gift shops too, which are really, really cool. Purchase some nice stuff for Janelle from there. Mine, that would be the Periwinkle shop at the Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road. What you'll find from location to location is consistency in the effort to give you the best service possible, time to answer questions. You will never feel rushed at Adams Drugs. It has that friendly neighborhood feeling because they are your local pharmacy. Longest running in the River Region since 1962, so in a couple of years, it'll be 50 years for them, and that's absolutely amazing. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. And by the way, you want your prescriptions transferred, your refills, everything. It takes like 2 minutes to do that. They have a state-of-the-art system for transferring. They'll get you signed up and ready to go. Enjoy customer service that is outstanding at AdamsDrugs.net. Okay, I think we're ready now for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
This question comes in from little four-year-old Richie Thomas out of Ohio.
Who fell into an outhouse.
Who fell into, yeah. Yeah. He's a morbid little boy. He wants to know how many people have lived after jumping off of the Empire State Building. Apparently, he's obsessed with suicide attempts. How many people have jumped off the Empire State Building and lived? We gave you... Well, I can't say that without giving away the answer.
No. You can't.
272-9228.
That did not happen.
They lived.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
I withdraw that sound effect. 272-9228.
Unless they crap their pants with this.
Greg did earlier.
272-9228. $10, free shopping at Food Outlet is all yours. And you are the first person with the correct answer at that number is 737.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a lot of congestion on Highway 80 this morning, more than normal. Inbound to 65, and if you're exiting 65 onto Highway 80, just a good bit of congestion there. Use caution through the area. Around the boulevard, we've got a lot of traffic on the road now. Moderate traffic everywhere, including Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway inbound, Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents into us at this time. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe and at home and in designated areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Let's go to Allie on line one.
Hey, Allie. How many people survived jumping off the Empire State Building?
That would be two.
Two, correct.
You got
that
it.
Is it.
Do you
nice.
Happen to remember what floor they safely landed on?
The 85th.
That is
yes.
absolutely correct.
Well, there we go.
Yay. Awesome. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet for you.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. How long have you been listening before you made this moment happen?
Well... 3 days, 4 days, something like that.
Oh, really?
Hey. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Brand new listener. Well, thank you so
stay
much.
Stay with us.
Yeah, stay with us. Jay's going to get some info from you. And hang I think, on. Rich, you've got some follow-up questions
for
those
other,
callers
some
online.
Other people if they want them. Yeah.
Hang on, Ellie. Don't go away.
Hey.
And welcome to our dysfunctional morning family. Here is Billy.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, good morning. Enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, you want a backup question?
I'll try it.
Okay. This, I don't know, this is if you happen to know Napoleon's cologne, do you remember which, it's a number. Do you know what his cologne was, Napoleon's cologne?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Would you say that last part again?
Yeah, well, do you know the number? Napoleon had a cologne, and I was just wondering if you happened to know the number it was called.
No.
Okay.
I'll guess 5.
No, it was 4711. I just okay. thought I'd throw that out there. But thanks, Billy.
Okay. Sorry
appreciate
about you.
Kevin for 4711.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
See y'all later. Thank you.
Thanks.
Heads smell better than Old Spice anyway.
Yeah.
Kenny.
Hey, Kenny. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Tell me something. Why did Australia sell sand to Saudi Arabia? What was the reason that they had to that Saudi Arabia had to buy Australia sand?
To make concrete.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That is correct.
Very nice.
Very good. Nice.
Kenny, you sound like the kind of person would have known that whether you heard it on Random Facts or not. You're that smart.
I doubt that.
We appreciate the call, my friend. Everybody's in the grand prize drawing. You got one left for Don, aren't
you? I do. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
I'm okay. Well, the other day...
Well, I'm going to skip breakfast this morning. I'm not eating breakfast. Okay?
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, listen, I got a question for you. The most expensive guitar was just sold. That's Kurt Cobain's guitar. What is the second most expensive guitar before that sale just a few days ago?
Well, I caught the part about the $3,975 yeah. buzz, but I didn't catch it.
You don't know who owned it? Who owned it?
Oh. No.
You knew the exact price.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing. David Gilmour owned the second most expensive.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Yeah. All right. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
You too. Thanks. You too.
Before we do another thing, I've got to get a new winner reaction into the, because that ding...
Yeah, it went away?
I want to audition a couple
You lost
days.
Your ding?
Well, no. I haven't lost my ding.
You know, once I was swimming across
Turtle Creek. Needs to get tuned up.
And hang on to my ding-a-ling.
Let me try this one. That's not bad.
Yeah, it'll work.
This.
Yeah.
The winner is the very great...
That must have been from Apprentice.
Had to have been.
I don't know.
I never heard that before.
Hey, Dougie, where are you?
Right.
Over there on Greg's side.
Okay.
All right, it is 7:42. Animal Stories coming up. Got some interesting stuff.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
It looks like it's going to be another very humid day with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We've heard that before. Over the weekend, some of you really had some big storms. The airport had more than 2 inches of rain over the weekend, and... you know, if we get 2 more inches in the next 4 days out at the airport, it's the all-time July record. Cloudy right now. Look for a sun and cloud mix today, high in the low 90s. Heat index 100. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms again. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the rain chances actually go up quite a bit. Chance of numerous showers and storms just about any hour, but especially afternoon and evening. Tropical downpours in spots, upper 80s both days. Yeah, held down by clouds and showers. And the number of storms will thin out a bit Thursday and Friday. We are watching one feature in the tropics called, it's got a number now, 92L, Invest 92L. We think it's going to become the eye storm, and good luck on pronouncing it.
Spell it. Let's go over it.
It's I-S-A... IAS.
ISAIAS?
Yeah.
They just moved some letters around.
Isaias. Now, Ryan says I'm saying it wrong because he looked at the pronunciation guide from the National Hurricane Center. Yeah. It's just bizarro. You know, Cristobal, Cristobal.
Yeah, this is what we Isaias. Get because we can't. Oh, God.
Right now, this morning, cloudy sky, 75 degrees. It's 7:43. Well, if you are having problems with your plumbing this morning, whether your name is Isaias or whatever your name is.
It's a late Latin and Spanish form of the Hebrew name, Isaiah.
Oh, thank you. Do you know how to pronounce the correct pronunciation, though?
I do not.
All right, thanks. Anyway, they're open for business now, and they're called Plumbing by Luke Wire. Their hours are easy to remember because they're always available, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, because let's face it, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, Isaias. So give them a call, 264-9666. Think about the whole house plumbing inspection. They'll check all your plumbing inside and out, and maybe you're getting ready to go on a trip somewhere. This is great peace of mind to know that you know, they can check for something that's about to become a big problem and fix it before you leave. And that's a great thing. And by the way, last time they were at my house, first of all, they picked up the phone and told me they were on their way. They sat down, diagnosed the problem, and told me this is what it's going to cost. Then they went in there to fix it and found another issue and fixed that, too. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Let me see how this works as a winning moment.
Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
No. Okay, we're still looking.
Right. No.
We'll still be looking. No. We will be doing Animal Stories here shortly. Today being Bugs Bunny's 80th birthday, guess what? We can play...
Truth or Baloney?
Yeah.
Truth or Baloney?
About one of our most beloved childhood cartoon characters.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
When cartoons are cartoons and not computer-generated garbage that takes like 5 minutes of thought. It is 7:46. Get your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The late Congressman John Lewis was honored across the area this weekend with ceremonies in Troy, Selma, and Montgomery. Representative Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol starting today. No arrests after three people were shot over the weekend in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard Saturday afternoon. The three men were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports almost 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total to more than 77,000 cases. Health officials say over 1,400 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Welcome to Washington Football Team Football for the long-awaited game between the Washington Football Team and visiting opponent. I'm the play-by-play announcer in the ugly blazer.
And I'm the color commentator slash former quarterback who never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, there's a real energy here at Corporate Sponsorship Stadium. What do you expect in today's game?
I'd look for running plays, pass plays, and intermittent scoring. And I'd also like to highlight the marquee matchup between the showboating wide receiver and the trash-talking defensive back. That's going to be fun.
We'll be back for the boring kickoff play right after these commercials for beer, auto insurance, and a wealth management company most fans don't have enough money to hire. You're watching Washington Football Team Football, only on Television Network.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We have a wild animal.
We do.
Simba. Chase. Time for animal stories. True tales from the Wild King, the pun intended Wolfman to the vocal, please. Well, we were only off a little bit. Slim Pickens. This is Bugs Bunny's 80th birthday. Mm-hmm. Next hour, you'll have a chance to play
Truth or Baloney
and celebrate Bugs' birthday and win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, which is pretty cool. A visitor to a South Carolina state park captured video showing a trio of law-abiding alligators using a crosswalk to make their way across the road.
Yeah, right.
Bill Engel posted a video to Facebook showing the three alligators using a crosswalk at Huntington Beach State Park so they could swim in a nearby body of water. The footage shows a crowd of amused onlookers gathered to watch the gators being responsible pedestrians. This next story, though, is a little on the sinister side. Uh-oh, one other thing we learned today in the world of animals. Nobody's ever seen eel sex. Baboons at a safari park in England have been spotted with weapons. What kind of weapons? Screwdrivers, knives, even a chainsaw.
Oh, my Lord.
It's not clear if the baboons stole them from people's cars or if tourists left them behind as a joke. Let's see, can we get a comment on this from an expert?
Kick your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
What was that?
We should make a contest out of it. Who knows where that came from? Somebody's got to know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I have no idea.
Everybody in my group is looking at me like, don't ask me to answer that question. It's actually a pretty big movie. And I'm sure somebody doesn't know. Anyway, those are your animal stories, and that's all I got. In case you were wondering, Planet of the Apes. With Charlton Heston.
Kick your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Charlton Heston is a fellow with nothing but nobody. We have a caller on the phone.
Yeah,
and Soldier Boy.
Is this Gregory Benjamin Boudel?
It is.
Bundle.
It's Bundle.
Brindle. Brindle.
Yeah. Bundleman, whatever you want to call me. I don't care.
Bumblebee. I just wanted to give you...
Yeah, we already answered it.
Go ahead.
Just want to give you a shout out. I went and grocery shopping at your grocery store Sunday.
Food outlet.
What's your name, though?
Yes, I went... And I was impressed by several things. First of all, they're open 7 days a week.
Okay, yes.
And they open at 7 in the morning. A lot of these grocery stores don't open up to 10, 11 o'clock. And yeah. That was really impressive. And they carried a whole selection of Golden Flakes products. Thank God. Nobody else carries that anymore. Everybody carries Flakes. I guess the big three have got everybody, the small
you too, man.
Companies out of business.
Yeah, the...
Yes, General.
I noticed that because I was thinking of Rich when I was in the story. I started laughing at the Golden Flake, not because the product's funny.
It's just
I was thinking of local. Rich and his inimitable genius over here.
I'll tell you, another thing I really liked was the customer service. Unbelievable. I'm shopping around, ready to get moving to an aisle, and the cashier came out and asked me if I was done shopping. And she pulled me right in and took care of me. I mean, talk about customer service.
They're really excellent. They get you in, they get you out, and they appreciate your business, man. It's all about the groceries, and you will save money. Thanks, Soldier Boy. I appreciate the story.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Now, there's a guy that's been calling the show for many, many years. It took him a while, but he finally gave it a shot, and it paid off for him. I am there on Coliseum Boulevard every Sunday morning. This week, though, they've got some amazing specials. I did pick up ribeyes. So those will be breakfast.
Maybe before Thursday?
Yeah. I got to send you off with a ribeye. $7.95 a pound. That's an incredible price. Picked up a chuck roast for $3.11 a pound. The 2-liter bottles of Coke, Sprite, and Dr. Pepper, just 97 cents. And I also got a case of Weiss large eggs. That's 2.5 dozen, which class means what? That's 30 eggs, right?
Yep.
For $2.50. So 30 eggs in a 250, that's less than a dime an egg. So stock up. First cut pork chops, just 97 cents a pound. And when everybody else is selling a head of lettuce for $1.80 or higher, food outlet has it for 99¢, iceberg lettuce. So try the one nearest you, Highway 14 in Millbrook, food outlet in the preferred community on Main Street, west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard. I never miss it. Last year I was there 50 Sundays out of 52. The other two I was on vacation.
And I have proof.
Right, the Chase Grahams. I got more. The chicken department was so crowded, I couldn't ask everybody to hold still. I took a picture of the tenders to send you. But
look, Martha, that man is taking pictures of chicken.
But you did notice. You did notice chicken. That I showed up this morning with a bag of tenders.
Yes, you did.
For our girl, the boy. Yeah, Scraps is a boy dog. It's 7:57.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Crinkle.
Crinkle.
Little star.
Crinkle, crinkle, little star. How I wonder where you are.
And the fries are so good with the cheese and bacon on them.
We should just let her sing.
Yeah.
We are missing out. Anyway, sometime between 3 and 6, I'll ask you for the Wingfinger's winning word of the day. It is crinkle. Select that word because they have crinkle-cut fries there in addition to their regular legendary gooey fries at Baumhauer, so you have a choice. And they're open from 10:30 to 5. Craft beers. They've got, you can have the Wingfinger served any number of different ways.
And it's delicious any way you have it served.
Well, thank you. I happen to agree with that theory. They are. It's, by the way, no cornstarch in their breading. I'll spill the beans on that secret right now. That's why it tastes so fresh, because they make it fresh every day. Nothing sits around and gets stale at Baumhauer. So.
And they're crispy, not soggy like you get at some places, especially when they put the buffalo sauce on them. Mm-hmm. They're not soggy.
They also have a to-go box now that guarantees that they will stay hot without getting moist. And that there's a big difference. So try it. By the way, free underground parking, air-conditioned, 201 Union in the RSA headquarters building. Wingfingers, open Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 5. 7:57.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. If you're in the vicinity of Ann Street and Madison Avenue, we had a hit and run there earlier. Could be some police units on the scene. Just use caution there. Around the boulevard, moderate traffic, congestion at all the major intersections. Taylor Road, very busy. Atlanta Highway, all the way past East Chase. We've got a lot of incoming traffic on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive this morning. And the 31s are still very busy. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Fall classes begin August 14th at Trenum State. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for online new student enrollment and returning student registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery.